What's up, everybody? You now tuned in to Leave a Message with Roshan Lindsay. And I am so excited to be back on Anchor on this podcast. We will also be on YouTube and Facebook Live as well. But I'm recording it today from Anchor. I haven't been up here in a while, so I'm trying to dust the dust off my feet and, you know, kick it off a little bit. But to get things started, I want to talk about something on Leave a Message today. And it deals with the kids that are playing with the anti-bullying match card game, or kids in general that just deal with bullying, you know, on a daily basis. And because we're in a pandemic, a lot of people say, well, Roshan, a lot of kids aren't getting bullied anymore because they're not in school. They're not in these social gatherings. They're not around a lot of kids at the play park and the mall and all that. But I beg to differ, because I want to talk about something about cyberbullying, and not just the regular cyberbullying. I want to talk about something new that is increasing as we speak. Now, you got to understand, I'm a father of two, but one of my children does virtual learning, and I help her because I work from home. And something I want to encourage you parents out there, guardians, to be aware of: a lot of the children are not tech savvy. They haven't been on the internet, going from website to website, clicking on certain things until now. Because of this pandemic, there's going to be a learning curve for our children that are like kindergartners and first graders and second graders, that, you know, especially, you know, first graders, where they're more used to, you know, being on a tablet, being on a kiddie, you know, app, or maybe even a YouTube Kids channel, but not actually clicking on things that are kind of more sophisticated, kind of more techie, you know, like Canvas, and going to URL and addresses and emails and things like that. And my first grader is learning all these things. I wasn't learning these things as a first grader. So what are you saying, Roshan? I'm saying that the learning curve, the things that they are learning, are advanced for their age, which brings them to a place of being familiar with it. Because my daughter, she clicks on URLs, she goes to certain addresses, certain websites, you know, certain apps, all these things with ease because of the pandemic, because of learning how to maneuver through the internet, maneuver through certain websites. And of course, you know, we watch her and we have certain things blocked and things like that. But I'm talking about those out there who are being in these chat rooms and going on to websites and learning how to be in places now because of this new skill that they have as a child. So you got to understand that cyberbullying shouldn't start. It shouldn't even be happening, but it's inevitable for some cases, but shouldn't it even start for a first grader or a second grader or a third grader? But because they are now being taught as advanced students, learning the technology, learning how to get to website, this is going to bring an increase for those who are already bullies, but now they're bullies online. You see what I'm saying? Because most cyberbullying start with preteens and teenagers, and, you know, further on down the road when they're in high school or even middle school. But now we're talking about having kids online in elementary, having kids online in elementary, and kids that are bullying online in elementary, kids that are in the chats, kids that are making fun of other kids now because they have the resources, the tools, and now the skills to bully that they probably wouldn't have gotten until they were in middle school or high school. So the cyberbullying has increased tremendously because of the pandemic, because of the skill set that we are giving our kids now at an early age, which is nothing wrong with it if it's being channeled and protected and monitored and watched. But let's face it, there's a lot of parents who can't watch their kids right now. There's a lot of parents that are just placing their kids in front of the computer and they're learning as they go. And this is no stab at any parents. Lord knows it's trying times and we're all learning the best way we can. But I know for sure there's a lot of kids learning the skill of how to maneuver through the internet at a young age. And that doesn't disqualify their behavior that they're already operating in. Can you imagine, let's say, a little Billy who is mean in school? He's always hitting, he's always taking lunch money, he's always taking certain things, calling people names, tripping the kids, making fun of them in front of everybody. Can you imagine that behavior with the skill set of being online, with the skill set of maneuvering through the chat room, with the skill set of being able to comment on certain things? Like, those skills that now Billy has are not going to always be in the favor of something positive if we're not working with him offline with his behavior. If he's a bully offline, he's going to be a bully online. I hate to say that, but this is true in some cases. So I just want to encourage the parents to monitor their kids. Ask them, how was virtual learning today? Ask them what's going on in their world. Ask them, did they say anything or have any good conversations with some of the kids? How's the chat box or the chat room or the comments part of where they at? Do you notice any certain phrases or certain things? What are they talking about in the comments on the YouTube channel that you're watching? All these things are very important to be aware of, because kids are increasing in technology. They're increasing in smarts. They're increasing in intelligence, and we can't stop that. And it's not that it's a bad thing, but we have to be aware that the good and the bad comes and grows together. So that's what I want to talk about today. And I want to give you a great example, a great, great example. I am very familiar with a certain individual who had the ability to get inside certain things. And when they was able to get inside certain things, I'm trying to be confidential right now, but when they was able to get inside certain things, they started to make fun of certain individuals in the comments. Now, what was messed up about it was that they started using certain language that was inappropriate, certain language that wasn't cool for adults, let alone kids. So when the child was able to see the video, by the way, this is not my child, but when the child was able to see the video and they saw the comments, they saw the person bullying the person in the video. And when they started seeing these comments and seeing the person bully the person in the video, they got the idea to start to do it as well in other areas. Now, this is very important because this is a different angle that I'm taking you guys on. Now, a lot of times, some people just mimic others. We teach our kids to be leaders and not followers. But then there are some out there who are leading others to bully. They're leading them to be sarcastic. They're leading them to be disrespectful. They're leading them to be mean. And you wonder where your child got that phrase from. Or you wonder where your child said this and said that and said that, and wonder where they get it from. It's because it's not just in the videos, it's in the comments as well, because the video can be a positive video. That's why you have to be careful with the comments. The video can be a great video, but then when you go into the comment section, it can be some cuss words, it can be some disrespectful words, it can be some taunting. And before you know it, there's a narrative or there's a conversation going on in the comments that has nothing to do with the video. And you see other people commenting on it. You see other people liking it. You see people laughing and doing emojis and things like that. And your child is observing this, and they can either see it as something wrong and stay away from it, or they can see it as, hey, this is a great idea, let me try this as well. So we're going to talk on several episodes. We're going to close out on this one. Like I said, I'm just fresh back on Anchor, but this will be streaming on YouTube as well as our Facebook page. And everything is anti-bullying match card game for all social media platforms. But we want to get down to the nitty-gritty, talking about certain things that don't belong on the internet, certain things that don't belong with two children growing up where they have to deal with certain elements at an early age because of the pandemic. Certain elements that they have to deal with because of the watching of YouTube, the things on TV, you know, all these influences that may stir them in a direction to become a bully or to become sarcastic or to try out insulting someone. So you guys stay with me, stay tuned. You got any questions, comments, topics, concerns, praise reports about bullying, please, please, please don't hesitate. That's why we love here at Leave a Message that we have this Leave a Message voicemail where you can just call me anytime, as many times as you want at 757-447-4238. Call me and leave a message, leave a voicemail, tell me about a bullying experience. And if you're an adult, if you have a parent or you're a guardian, it doesn't have to be always pertaining to your kid. Sometimes adults get bullied in the workplace, get bullied at work. So please don't hesitate. If you got a question, if you're wondering why your child is not speaking to you, or you're wondering why they're giving you short answers, you're wondering why they're keeping the door closed, you're wondering why they're trying to sneak people in their room, you're wondering why they're clicking stuff real fast when you come in the room off the computer. If you want to know some answers and you want to have some positive solution or some alternatives to grow that bond back to having a dialogue of honesty and trust and being able to navigate them through some things that they may have to adjust, stay tuned. This is Roshan Lindsay. You was tuned in to Leave a Message, anti-bullying coach. If you don't have the anti-bullying match card game, please get it at antibullyingmatchcardgame.com. Please call us at Leave a Message. Again, it's 757-447-4238. Talk to you later. Peace. Don't bully.